This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Goyang. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that India, Brazil and China can act as mediators in potential peace talks over the Ukraine crisis. Addressing a plenary session of Eastern Economic Forum, Russian President said leaders of India, Brazil and China are making a sincere effort to contribute to resolving the situation in Ukraine. Mr. Putin said he is in constant touch with India, China and Brazil over the Ukraine conflict as these countries are sincerely seeking to resolve all issues surrounding the conflict. Mr. Putin's statement comes months after Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Moscow and recent visit to Ukraine, where he reiterated India's stance on ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine and stated that India has always been on the side of peace. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stressed upon the significance of attaining education in one's mother tongue. Mr. Modi discussed the impact of national education policy at an interaction with teachers who have been conferred the National Teachers Awards at his residence in New Delhi this afternoon. He suggested that the teachers can teach local folklore to students in different languages so that the students can learn multiple languages and also get exposure to the vibrant culture of India. The Prime Minister said that the teachers can take their students on educational tours to explore India's diversity. This will aid their learning and also help them get to know about their country in a holistic manner. He suggested that the awarded teachers should connect with each other through social media and share their best practices so that everyone can learn, adapt and benefit from such practices. The awardees shared their teaching experience with the Prime Minister. A memorandum of understanding was signed between the Arunachal Pradesh Agriculture Marketing Board and R.C. Roy Associate, a seasoned exporter of ginger from India, in the presence of Agriculture and Allied Departments Minister Gabriel Denwang Wangsu at the Civil Secretariat on Thursday. Wangsu urged the buyer to sell the product, promote the varieties available with the farmers of the state and not encourage the farmers to grow non-native varieties, for the varieties available with the state's farmers are superior in taste and have unique aroma and pungency. Horticulture Secretary Koj Rinia expressed hope for successful implementation of the MOU so that it may be further extended to other crops. APAMB Chief Executive Officer Okit Paling informed that the exporter wishes to buy 50 lakh kg of fresh ginger from Arunachal Pradesh through the board. Manish Gupta, Additional Chief Secretary to the Delhi Government, has been appointed as the Chief Secretary of Arunachal Pradesh. Gupta is an Egmont 1991 Beige IAS officer. He holds the additional charge of the Land and Buildings and Industries and Labour Departments in the Delhi Government. Earlier, a report has surfaced that Egmont 1995 badge officer Dr. Sajjan Singh Yadav was likely to be the Chief Secretary of Arunachal Pradesh. Gupta is 4 years senior to Yadav. The Itanagar Women Police Station successfully apprehended a child abuser from West Yang District on Tuesday. WPS Itanagar received a written complaint that a 10-year-old girl had been sexually assaulted by an unknown man. Acting on intelligence inputs, the Capital Police team conducted late-night raids at the accused residence in Lakhimpur on 5th September. However, the accused moved to Yomcha with his elder brother to work at the construction site. Coordinating swiftly with the West Yang Police, the accused was located and apprehended by the Capital Police team with the crucial support of the West Yang Police team. The three-day national seminar titled Women and Employment in India, organized by the Center for Development Studies of the Economics Department of Rajiv Gandhi University in collaboration with New Delhi-based Institute of Human Development Center for Gender Studies, concluded on Thursday. The seminar brought together 35 leading experts in the field from prominent institutions across the country, including JNU, Ambedkar University, Kolkata University, Punjab University, NCRT, and others, who deliberated over 8 technical sessions on various relevant themes. After successful completion of 44 weeks rigorous training at RTC Kimin, ITBP, 1,059 new recruits from different parts of the country participated in the passing out parade and attestation ceremony on Thursday. On this occasion, a ceremonial parade was organized at RTC Kimin, ITBP. Hardeep Singh Sidhu, IPS ADG Eastern Command, ITBP Police, took salute of the passing out parade as chief guest. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.